Now let's talk about the lucrative business of defense contracting. The aircraft manufacturer Airbus is trying to win a Pentagon contract over Boeing. And the European company says if it wins the Air Force contract for refueling tankers, it will build them and a version of a commercial aircraft in the United States. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Airbus's parent company, EADS, has teamed up with Northrop Grumman to bid for the Air Force contract, said to be worth about $40 billion. Robert Wall, Paris bureau chief for the magazine Aviation Week, says Airbus desperately wants the tanker contract, and it hopes the offer to build cargo planes in Alabama will strengthen its position.
And on top of that, it fits in with the strategy of Airbus and the parent company, EADS, to put more work in the dollar zone away from the higher cost structure here in Europe.
Airplanes are sold for dollars, so as the dollar falls, so do Airbus's profits. That's why the company has proposed moving some of its production to Mobile, Alabama. Wall says this contract could provide the opportunity to outsource without provoking the ire of the French unions, because winning the tanker contract would help secure jobs in France as well. This week, Airbus CEO Tom Enders went to Alabama to make his proposal and took a swipe at Boeing while he was there.
For many years, the production of large commercial aircraft has been a monopoly business in the U.S. An expanded Mobile final assembly facility would reintroduce competition back into the U.S. commercial aircraft sector.
Enders said if Airbus does build the facility in Mobile, it will be the first time in four decades that a large-scale commercial aircraft assembly plant has been built in the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.